Having hopes, dreams, and aspiration, that's great. But what will most determine whether or not you will reach your desired future is the road you choose to walk. Because direction, not intentions, determines your destination. Because every road you take has a predetermined end. Now, this is obvious in geography, but often it's not so obvious in everyday life. That's why I hear statements like these. I want to lose weight, so serve me some more. I want to graduate with honors, so I'm not going to study. I don't want to live in debt, so I max out my credit cards. I want to get married to a good Christian man or woman, so I go to happy hour. I want to have a happy marriage, so I neglect my spouse. I don't want my children to smoke or drink, so I only get wasted on the weekends. I want my children to love God, so I don't take them to church. I want to know God, so I never pray or read my Bible. As absurd as these statements might sound, these are just a few of the actual statements that I hear week after week as a pastor. And to make matters worse, inevitably, these same people will end up saying things like this. I don't know why things never work out for me. I've gained weight. I didn't graduate. I can't pay my bills. My relationship didn't work out. We're getting a divorce. My son, my daughter, has a substance abuse problem. My children don't want to know about God. I don't feel God anymore. What is true in geography is also true in life, that direction, not intentions, determine your destination. In the book of Deuteronomy, it says the following. So be very careful to act exactly as God commands you. Don't veer off to the right. Don't veer off to the left. Walk straight down the road God commanded so that you'll have a good and long life.